From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block.
I used to be somebody, but now I am somebody else.
That's Jeff Bridges on stage singing and playing guitar in the new movie Crazy Heart. His character, Bad Blake, is a washed-up alcoholic country singer reduced to playing in bowling alleys and dive bars, driving himself to gigs in a battered old Chevy Suburban.
What's your real name?
I'm Bad Blake. Wasn't born bad. When I die, my tombstone will have my real name on it. Until then, I'm just going to stay bad.
That's Jeff Bridges as Bad Blake in the new film Crazy Heart. And Jeff Bridges joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, great to be here, Melissa.
The performance scenes in the movie are really quite something. And you, at least in the beginning, are drenched in sweat during these gigs. You're drunk. You've been drinking. What's the drink of choice for Bad Blake?
Well, it's something called McClure's. You know, we went with the, you know, the great, you know, whiskeys like Wild Turkey and, you know, Jack Daniels and all that, but they didn't want to be associated with an alcoholic like Bad, so we had to come up with our own, and we named it McClure's, which happens to be our director Scott Cooper's middle name.
So that's fascinating, though. The other companies said, nuh-uh.
Yeah, right. Probably a good idea for them.
Yeah, it doesn't work out too well. But, you know, you in these scenes, I felt like I could sort of smell Bad Blake between the sweat and the cigarettes and the whiskey. You know, it was just coming right off the screen.
Good.
I'm not sure if it's good or not.
You know, that makes you feel the character more, you know. I mean, you don't want to work drunk. I've made that mistake in the past, you know, having to play a drunk scene and say, well, I'll just get drunk for it. But that, you know, you got to work for the rest of the day and the day after that, so that doesn't work. But I would, you know, have that extra drink after work, and a little hangover wouldn't be too bad.
There would be, I think, dangers of overplaying an alcoholic, and Bad Blake has fallen just about as low as he can go.
Yeah. He's really good at being an alcoholic. He knows how to do it pretty good. And being up on stage, you know, that's his throne. That's his home turf. He really feels comfortable up there however he is, you know.
Even if he has to run off stage to get
sure,
sick in the middle of the song.
Sure, you know, that's par for the course. You know, that's nothing too strange for him.
Let's listen to one of the songs that was written for the film. This is called Hold On You.
All my life I've been a rolling stone. Done everything that a man can do. Everything to get a hold on you. Done everything that a man can do.
What do you hear here in your performance?
I hear how much fun I had, for one thing. I hear T-Bone telling me, we're going to make you sound good, Jeff. We're going to, you know, have songs that are going to be in your wheelhouse. We're not going to call upon you to do something that you're not going to be able to do. And we're going to tailor-make the songs to fit you and Bad.
You mentioned T-Bone. T-Bone is T-Bone Burnett, the music producer, one of the producers of the film. T-Bone Burnett says, of watching you in this movie, he thinks you look like Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, which is really striking as you're watching it. You have that look, that grizzled, bearded, I'm in this and I'm kind of a country outlaw kind of look.
Yeah, one of the first directions that Scott Cooper gave me was that if Bad was alive and it was a real character, that he would be the fifth highwayman. Do you know who the highwaymen are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Kris. So I took that to heart, and I'm a friend of Kris's, and Kris actually, we screened the movie, and Kris was there. We were laughing together how much, you know, we looked alike, and looked at each other in the mirror, put our heads together and looked in the mirror and had a good laugh.
You and Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
Want to switch gears just a little bit here. Jeff Bridges, there would be Lord knows how many people who would love to see you come back as the dude for a sequel to The Big Lebowski.
Mm.
Think there's any chance of that?
I don't know about the dude, but I'm going to be working with the Coen brothers again coming this March. We're doing another version of True Grit.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah, and that should be fun. I'm looking forward to working with those guys again. They're real masters.
Now, are you playing the John Wayne character?
Rooster Cogburn, yeah.
Wow. Well, what do you think about doing a modern-day Western?
I just love Westerns. It's wonderful. It's a great time in our history, relatively short period of time. I love riding horses and, dressing up like that. There's a bit of the kid in me, that sometimes I think of movie acting as advanced pretend. You get to wear all those neat costumes and play with all the cool kids and use the cool toys.
Would you have been playing those parts as a kid, playing cowboys?
Oh, I played cowboys, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I was big in pretending. My mom, one of the things that she did that was wonderful with all her kids was she had this thing called time that she would do, where every kid had an hour a day of my mom's undivided attention, where she wouldn't pick up the phone and talk to her friends or just whatever I wanted to do. If it was let's play spaceman under the dining room table and you're the alien and I'm under here, or let's go into your makeup and I want to make you up like a clown, or later as a teenager it would be massage me, Mom, for an hour. And we did that time right up to when she passed away. We would do that. And she would always encourage us to put on plays and that kind of thing. So pretend was a big part of my childhood.
What great memories. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Bridges, it's been fun talking with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, great talking with you, Melissa.
Jeff Bridges stars in the new film Crazy Heart. Robert, there's a little coda I want to play for you right now. We are here in Washington.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges was in our studios in New York, and at one point we were talking about his father, Lloyd Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
My father, unlike a lot of actors, really encouraged all of his kids to go into showbiz. He loved showbiz so much, all the different aspects, doing what we're doing right now, signing autographs, and, of course, the work. Hey, I see Daniel Day-Lewis out there. I just got to say.
Oh, I see Daniel Day-Lewis has come into the New York Bureau for another interview.
Good. Yeah, sorry about that, Melissa, but I had to wave my hand at him.
So, Robert, that's our little moment of Zen. A shout-out to Daniel Day-Lewis there from Jeff Bridges in New York.
That's right. The NPR New York Bureau is evidently a happening place. Daniel Day-Lewis was arriving there for my interview with him about his new movie, 9, and that interview will be on the program tomorrow, Melissa.
Yes. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.